In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, and welcome to our service of home worship from the churches of St. Catoc and St. Margaret on this, the fifth Sunday after Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, Alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, Alleluia, to the triune majesty. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer, which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name. Through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favour with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent of Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk, and the calf that he had prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There, in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 15. O Lord, who may abide in your tent. O Lord, who may abide in your tent. O Lord, who may abide in your tent. Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right, and speak the truth from their hearts. O Lord, who may abide in your tent, who do not slander with their tongue, and do not evil to their friends, nor take up a reproach against their neighbours, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honour those who fear the Lord. O Lord, who may abide in your tent, who stand by their oath even to the hurt, who do not lend money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent, those who do these things shall never be moved. O Lord, who may abide in your tent. A reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In today's Gospel reading, we meet Mary and Martha. Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus, and Martha, who was worried and distracted by many things. These days, there are many things that can distract us, such as TVs, mobile phones, or social media. In our lives, we seem to live in a time of worries and distractions, and for this reason, we can all relate to Martha. When we think of the many distractions we have, we find that they take us from what is really important to us and what really matters to us. What really mattered to Martha was Jesus being in her home, but her worries and distractions took her away from that amazing encounter. While worries and distractions pull us apart, Jesus is the glue that holds us together through his cross, love, grace, and mercy. And these are the things that keep us close to him. In order for Jesus to hold us together, we need to give him our time. When the distractions of life threaten to pull us apart from Jesus, we need to reattach ourselves to him through spending time with him in prayer and worship. Mary was reattaching herself to Jesus. She was sitting at Jesus' feet, learning from him. Jesus tells Martha that Mary chose the better part. Martha also was doing something important, as if everyone just sat at Jesus' feet, no one would have been fed. It is important, therefore, that we keep a balance. Sometimes it is important for us to serve others and share our faith, so that we can do all those things that Jesus instructs us to do. After doing these things, it is equally important to spend some quality time with Jesus through worship, prayer, reading our Bibles, and just sitting at the feet of Jesus and learning from him. Irrespective of whether we are called to serve or called to sit at Jesus' feet in prayer, we must remind ourselves that both are important. Today's Gospel reading is a reminder to us to take time each day to reattach ourselves to what truly matters, to spend time with God in prayer, to sit at Jesus' feet, and take time each week to be reattached to God through our Sunday or midweek worship. After we are reattached to what matters, we are called to go and serve our neighbour in need, to show God's love, mercy, grace, and kindness to all whom we meet in our daily lives. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. Refresh your church with the power of the Holy Spirit. Open the hearts of all Christian people to proclaim the glory of your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Gaza and Israel, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit of peace in the governing of all peoples. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, and gentleness grow within each of us, that we might better care for one another and for our neighbours. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love, and also with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, comfort of the afflicted and healer of the broken, you have fed us at the table of life and hope. Teach us the ways of gentleness and peace, that all the world may acknowledge the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before we come to our blessing and final hymn, may I take this opportunity of thanking you for joining with us this week, and hope you will join with us once again next week, and hoping too that you have a peaceful and blessed week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.